Ha mucho gusto.
The most chivalrous fish in the ocean, to the ladies forbearing and mild. Though his record be dark, the man-eating shark will eat neither woman nor child.
We'll eat neither woman nor child.
Very nice. He dines upon seamen and skippers, and tourists his hunger assuage. And the fresh cabin boy will inspire him with joy if he's past the maturity age.
If he's past the maturity age.
A doctor, a lawyer, a preacher, he'll gobble 'em any fine day. But the ladies, God bless 'em, he'll only address them politely and go on his way.
Politely and go on his way.
I can readily cite you an instance where a lovely young lady of Bream, who was tender and sweet and delightful to eat, fell into the bay with a scream.
Fell into the bay with a scream.
She struggled and flounced in the water and signaled in vain for her bark. And she'd surely been drowned if she hadn't been found by that chivalrous man-eating shark.
That chivalrous man-eating shark.
He proud in a manner most polished, thus soothing her impulses wild. Don't be frightened, he said, I've been properly bred and will eat neither woman nor child.
We'll eat neither woman nor child.
Proffered a fin and she took it. Such a gallantry none can dispute. And the passengers cheered while the vessel they neared and a broadside was fired in salute.
A broadside was fired in salute.
They then pulled alongside the vessel and the life-saving dinghy was lowered. The passengers view, and her relatives too, and the mate and the skipper on board.
The mate and the skipper on board.
They hauled her on board in a jiffy, while the shark stood attention the while. Then he raised on a flipper, and he ate up the skipper, and went on his way with a smile. This shows that the prince of the ocean, to the ladies forbearing and mild, though his record be dark, the man-eating shark will eat neither woman nor child. Will he?